Basically, I speak in a very strong Cantonese accent now. Basically, I came back here since February and start teaching voice in my drama school. And the funny things happens is I just realized that I was surrounded by a different kind of sound. That is a sound that I should be very familiar with because I speak Cantonese. But I'm not talking about the accent or anything. It's about the quality of the sound. I mean, people's in here, they tend to have a much breathier voice, and they tend to soften their voice. I mean, make it like this to make themselves feel. I mean, to give an impressions that they are very polite. Even when they are doing acting, I mean, they don't really fully use their voice, and that's the most difficult things I need to do to help them to find their voice. I mean, the true voice, as I said. But I went to another city, Taipei. They're not part of China, but I mean, so many political stuff happens here. But they speak Mandarin. But I just realized that I can hear some kind of voice that I used to hear in England. It's a much bigger voice, much open and free voice. I think the reason for that is because of the space there. It's a big space, loads of people is there. And it's quite different in Hong Kong because Hong Kong we got tall buildings. I mean, usually you're in a very, very tight, small room or street. You tend not to speak too loud, or you tend not to project too much. You try to soften your voice and make it more polite and not disturbing other people. But when I go to a bigger city, I realize that, oh, it's different. I mean, that is the sound that I hear in London. Not exactly the accents, but the sound, the quality of the sound is quite similar. Yeah? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.